Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of April 13. I'm Joel Marshall, back from my holidays and ready to front up to day two of the championships at Randwick. Joining me to take a look at the huge day of action, of course, it is the swan song of the Great One, Winks, and a great support card for that Queen Elizabeth Stakes as well. Joining me to look at it is Daniel Nuttall. Daniel, very exciting day in racing. There'll be one race we probably won't be betting on. We'll be watching, though, and hoping it all goes to script. But there are a number of other very good betting races on that Randwick card.
That's it, Joel. Historic day, isn't it? Look, it's sort of been will she, won't she retire, I guess. We weren't too sure. We assumed that it would be her last preparation, but it's basically all but been said that she will retire after this run. And, yeah, as you said, not a betting race, but just sit back and watch, because she's given us racing fans so many highlights over the last few years, and a bit weird with her not running around anymore. But look, I can't wait. And as you said, the other race on the card, it's just it's a fitting day for her to end her career. That's for sure.
Indeed. Well, we'll whip through the first few races there on the Randwick card before we get to the big Group Ones. Race one is for the two-year-old, so he's getting to the mile for the first time. I've gone with 5 War Baron. I think he's going to lap up the mile to beat 1 Immersement, 2 Vinco, and 4 Power Scheme. But a tricky race.
It is. I thought Significance on top here for the O'Shea Yard. I thought there was a pretty good run at Newcastle on debut. The winner, Bullet Fly, went okay in a much better race than the Group 1 last week. But yeah, the 8's on top of the 1 Immersement, 6 Extraordinary for the Snowden-Harrins team, and I think 12 Galaxy can run a bit of a race. I think the run at Wellington, I know it was Wellington Boot, a little bit better than the form suggests. So 8, 1, 6, 12, race 1.
Race 2, the South Pacific Classic for the 3-year-olds. Very tricky race. 3 horses here unbeaten, 2 from 2. I've left them all out of my 4, but they can all win, really. It's a tough race. 1 Gem Song, I think, has gone up over the odds. Really good first up, had a setback. I think he'll strip fitter for that Derby Munro run on the heavy. Happy to back him each way in a tricky race. Tahitian Dancer, the old favourite. I'll certainly be having a couple of dollars on her as well, because I'm always in her camp. 5 Crone was a good win last start. And 7 Napoleon Solo may just need a run, but he's a nice type. Very hard race, though.
It is. Mind you, I've got my best value of the day coming up here, Joel, in Signal Fox, the colt number 8. The Snowden Yard. I know the Snowdens have a very good opinion of this horse. Pretty good last start in an inferior race, admittedly, but his third up, one well third up last preparation. And I think if he can run up to the opinion of his trainers, I think $26 is simply the wrong price. It is a tough race. So 4 Wild Planet ran well last week. Sorry, last start rather. 7 the resuming Napoleon Solo, and I've got the unbeaten Grier on in for 4th. 8 each way, 4, 7, 11.
Race 3, the Provincial Championship Final. Tricky affair. I thought number 3, Spring Charlie, would go well. Forgiving his run last start, slow away on the heavy. He was battling away pretty well. I thought he ran really well first up. I thought he could turn the tables on Safadu from that clash. To beat 4, Bobbing, very good at Wyong first up off a break on the heavy. Tried sweeping them out. Sweeping around them out wide and was very, very game. He'll be fitter. 5 Golden Tycoon, 1400 the query, but he is talented. And 2 Archidemus hasn't done much wrong.
Yeah, Spring Charlie as well, as you said, I think can turn the tables on Safadu in that first, that Hawkesbury run earlier in the preparation. 2 Archidemus, done nothing wrong. 6 Safadu and 14 Evelina down the bottom. My numbers, 3, 2, 6, 14.
Race 4, the Group 2 Percy Sykes Stakes. This is for the 2-year-old fillies. I've got the Golden Slipper winner running here, backing up off the size producer run number 1, Kia Michi. I've gone with number 3, Pinsec, hoping the dry conditions can see her bounce back. She was very good in the Black Opal. I can forgive her Golden Slipper miss. To beat 1, Kia Michi, she's obviously got the class. 5, Cheerleader, dominant at Mooney Valley, real interesting runner here, a bit of new blood to the Sydney scene. And 4, Flit, another visitor up from Melbourne, but in the Godolphin camp, in the right yard. 3 Pinsec though for me, just forgiving her miss on the heavy in the slipper. 3, 1, 5, 4.
Yeah, Cheerleader on top. Love that Mooney Valley win, Joel. The first two starts sort of was a little bit wayward there, but sort of got onto the rail, and it was far too good. It was a brilliant win, wasn't it? So Cheerleader here, the Sydney way going. 6 of theory, sticking with it. Don't make real excuses. Last start, Boulevard, the sailmate, was just too good there. 8 Badia, thought the run behind Way Up in the Sky, I've got a horse I got a little bit of time for, was quite good. She's over the odds, Badia. And 1 Kia Michi, the slipper winner, as you mentioned. 5, 6, 8, 1.
Race 5 is the Arrowfield 3-year-old Sprint. This is also a $1 million race, and we see a number of these dropping back to their own age after tackling the older sprinters through the Group 1s, so like the Oakley Plate, Newmarket, Galaxy and such. I've gone with 2 Encryption, who's been doing just that. Second in the Oakley Plate, pretty good 7th in the Newmarket, running on 4th in the Galaxy, drawn well, back to his own age. Tricky race, but I've lent with him from 11 Avantage, who beat the older mares with no weight relief last start. Plenty of merit in that performance. 1 Zusain, also coming back to his own age group. Wide gate, a bit tricky. And 7 Classique Legend, worked overtime last start and was very brave. He's sort of the emerging talent trying to measure up to these better performed horses, and the market certainly respecting him. 2.11, 1.7.
Yeah, similar numbers here. Look, I was umming and ahhing between the 1 and the 8, Zusain and Baller. And with Zusain, complete forgiven the Newmarket. It was a tough race, pulled up lame on that occasion there. Back to his own age group, as you mentioned, I think is a big key. We'll need a good ride from James McDonald, but I think Zusain on his best could be too good here. The 8, Baller, Progressive Colt, ran okay in the Galaxy, up on the speed there from a wide draw. 7 Classique Legends, as you said, big run last start. Not the ideal run in transit, but still battle on well. And in for 4th, I have the 2 Encryption. 1.8, 7.2.
Race 6 is the first of the big ones, the Australian Oaks, over 2,400 for the fillies. Very short price favourite here, and number 1, Very Elegant, who just seems to be getting better with each run. Certainly her manners are getting better with each run. I'm going for 1 to knock her off, number 5, Maracaibo, on the backup from last week's Adrian Knox. I was with this girl in the spring in her first prep. Unfortunately, she ran 4th in the Oaks at the massive price, but I'm hoping if we stick with her, we'll get a collect offer on Saturday. I thought she was pretty good at her first run the Sydney way round. I think at over 20 to 1, she represents a bit of value. 1, Very Elegant, the class. Don't think 2,400 will be an issue. She'll be very hard to beat. 3, Frankly Awesome. She was good in the Vinery as well. I thought Frankly Very Elegant had her measure pretty comfortably there, though. And in for 4th, number 6, Alliferous, the winner of the Adrian Knox last week.
Yeah, with the 1 on top, Very Elegant, hard to see anything beating her here, Joel. As you said, was it'll be hard for Frankly Awesome to turn the tables on her. I've got her in this next pick. Definitely will be much better suited out to 2,400 metres, but yeah, I think the 1 beats the 3. That'll be Mike Quinella. 7, Scarlet Dream. Was very good in 2 starts prior to the Vinery. Stays, I think, 2,400 metres, another will suit. And in for 4th, I have the 5, Maracaibo, the 1 you're keen on. 1.3, 7.5.
Race 7, this is the one everyone at Randwick will be there to watch. The Queen Elizabeth Stakes. We don't need to spend too much time on the tips here. We've spoken about Winx, how great she is, and she'll bow out a winner. Lonro and Octagonal got rolled in this race their last start, but we won't remember that. I think Winx will get the job done. 7 to 8, 4, he's eminent. I think it's a good Quinella. He's a class animal. We saw at his first Australian start, he ran really well in the Randvet. He'll be fitter for that. 2, Hartnell, Mr. Consistency. He'll be whacking away. And 5, Kluger. Thought he was pretty good in the Doncaster last week off a steady tempo. I think 2,000 will probably suit him better.
Yeah, with the 7, obviously, Winx on top. 2 in the second, Hartnell. Going very well, this preparation. Doesn't look like slowing down, does he, Joel, even though he's a rising 9-year-old. The 4, he's eminent. As you said, we'll go forward, give him something to chase, and yeah, he'll be thereabouts, obviously, and the 1, Happy Clapper. 7, 2, 4, 1.
Race 8 is the Sydney Cup over 2 miles, and we've got a really short price favourite here in Doobie from the Godolphin camp. Charlie Appleby, K McAvoy, obviously bears close watching. He won in Dubai last time out. He was strong late. A bit of a sprint home there. Look, I think $3 is very short. And I guess if it's either him or it's probably 15 others. I mean, it's very, very wide open race. I'm going with 11 midterm. I thought he was just really strong winning the Mannion Cup with the blinkers on. Jamie Carr. She's on again. This is his first time past 2,400, and I think he'll lap it up by Galileo, so I'm happy to be with him. He's sort of second favourite, $8 or $9 each way. 15, Rondinella, very good at her Aussie debut in the Tancred. The weight for age, I think that form will hold up. She will be better for that, and just had to get going. She got going a bit soon there. I think that just would have knocked the cobwebs off her. 8, Yogi. He was warming up late last time, and 10, Doobie, hard to leave out. He's in for 4th, but I think he's short enough.
Yeah, absolutely. In the numbers, Doobie, but look, terrific betting race. You can probably have 2 or 3 different horses in each way bet, and and you know, you'd be up if one of them gets up. It's that sort of race. I got 15 Rondinella on top. Ran well behind the short price favourite Avilius in the Tancred last start. A bit of an easy watch if you're on each way there. 16 Charo, look, 3200 metres I think will be suitable. Won well on Melbourne Cup Day over 2800. The favourite Doobie in can't be ignored, obviously, and the 6 Von Gamask. I think 3200 metres is a pretty good distance for him, and it's on a drying sort of track. I think it's over the odds in this. 15, 16, 10, 6 in the Australian Cup. In the Sydney Cup.
Race 9 is the Coolmore Legacy Stakes, and this is for the mares. It's a typically wide open, tough race, weight for age. I'm going for a bit of a trend in this race. 3-year-old fillies coming back from the Vinery. They've won it the last two. I was with Elise last year, so I'm going to follow that formula. I'm going to go Nikita Jane, and I just hope they ride her cold. We've seen her produce a couple of brilliant finishes. She settled closer a couple of times, and look, I just reckon the Randwickney's run was good. Her Vinery run, she just didn't show that finish or turn her foot on the heavy out to 2,000. I just reckon back to the mile. Wide draw, I think they have to go cold, bring her to the outside and let her rip, and I think she'll be very hard to hold out. So I'm keen on 18 to beat last year's winner, 1 Elise. Not much of a hit out really last week in the Doncaster back. They didn't go hard. It was probably a forgive run. We know her class. 2 Prompt Response. She ran second to Elise last year and going every bit as good, you would have thought, off her 2 runs this prep. And 6 Oregon's Day. I think a drier track will help her. She's never far away in these sorts of races. But, you know, you can have another 10 picks and probably still miss. It's a tough race.
Yeah, look, on a hard day to have a best bet. I'm making Elise my best, Joel, in this. As you said, winner of this last year. The Doncaster is complete forgive. You never really wanted to be honest. She's that far back, and nothing made grounds. Nothing really made an impression from that far back. So I think she can get back on this onto a drying track. She'll be hard to beat, no doubt. But look, an open race. 2 Prop Response, racing very well in that form from the George Riders. Obviously stood up Brutal and Dreamforce, rather. Quinella in the Doncaster. In for third, I've got Cadena. Look, I'll have to go up a notch in this company, Group 1 company, but a run at in the Sunline Stakes in Moonee Valley. It was a run of the night. Got well backed, look, no hope, and charged home for a close third. And in for fourth, I have 7 Unforgotten. 1, 2, 13, 7.
And we finish the championships with race 10, the Sapphire Stakes for the fillies and mares. Again, yeah, it looks a wide open race. You can make a case for plenty, but I think the class runners are going to come to the fore here, and I'm sticking with 6 Winter Bride. She's a winner. She beat Sprite and Resin last time. Resin then chased Advantage. Sprite's in this and is a Group 1 quality horse. We've seen that of late. So there's not much between the two, but I've gone 6 Winter Bride to beat 5 Sprite. 3 I'm Excited. She's suited back to mares, back to 1200, and probably a bit firmer track too, so she can bounce back from that Galaxy run. I wish she was running home okay. And went number 10 Resin in next best, but expecting that Sprite Winter Bride form to come to the fore here.
Yeah, look, if the Winks race wasn't in the quaddy, you'd expect to be a pretty decent quaddy dividend this weekend. Might have to take a treble, but look, this is a very tough race. They all are. Sprite on top, look, very good in the William Reid last start. Should be very good this preparation, really. Deserves a win. Within the next couple of runs, she's flying. In for second, I've got Manicure. I think she's a little underrated in terms of the Godolphin stock. Joel, I think she's a very good mare on her day. Sort of a forgive run in the Group 1 Coolmore last start, but I've been flying in her runs prior. So I think Manicure can run a pretty good race. So 5 on top of 12. I've got 10 in next. Resin, another Godolphin horse, and Winter Bride, the 6, rarely runs poorly. In for fourth, but yeah. Few more can make a case for sure. 5, 12, 10, 6 in the last.
All right, well, you know, typically tough race, the queen of the turf, or now as the Coolmore Legacy as it's known, but we've both got our best bet in it. You've gone Elise, I've gone Nikita Jane. What was your value? My value is midterm in the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, I thought earlier in the day, in another tough race, race 2, number 8, Signor Fox, I think just the wrong price at 20. I think it was 26 or when, I might be around 23, 22, that price now, but regardless, I was happy with anything over 11 or 12 for Signor Fox the Colt.
All right, Caulfield Racing in Victoria on Saturday. I guess the sprint race is the highlight, race 8, to Kerry's Black Titan. We see the return of Eduardo, who's going to be a very warm favourite and very hard to beat. around him. I've made my best Fierce Impact in race 9, number 5, and my value bet nearing D-Day for this girl. I'm a fan of her. Temple of Bell, race 3, number 5. Would have liked to have been 1600 perhaps. Stays at 14. Things haven't really gone right this prep. Down in weight, Blinker's first time. I'm hoping that can switch her on because we know how good she is, and she's well up to comfortably accounting for this lot if she's at her best. What was your best value, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of my best in terms of as a horse. I think Columbus Circle, race 7, number 11. Just sat wide at Ballarat there. You know, look, what was a weaker race, but he just had no real luck, Joel, since his first win at Caulfield. That Caulfield win was terrific. It's still in the back of my mind. Three runs later, he gets his place twice, but hasn't won. But, you know, on two occasions, was definitely very, very unlucky. So I think Columbus Circle from Barrier 2 with a good run should be very hard to beat in race 7. Race 2, my value is number 13, Snogging. Trialled well. Should be ready forward enough for the first up assignment. Has won first up this man. We'll get out of it a little bit further. But, yeah, quite keen on race 2, number 13, Snogging out in each way of play.
All right. Morfordville Saturday. Air Carnival starting to build up as well. Number of stakes races on the program there. I haven't had much of a look at the card, Daniel, but you have. What can you tell us about a couple that you fancy there at Morfordville?
A terrific card, really is. There's five stakes races on the card, and the quaddie will be a good bet to play into, I think. Very open legs. My best comes up earlier in the day, though, Joel. Race 3, number 9, Scottish Rogue. I think the class of the field there, it's obviously taken on some much better types, ring-a-ding-dings, those sort of types. Very good, the Bendigo Guineas last start behind a very smart one, a Mystery Love. Drops in weight here, and I think will be very hard to beat. $3, I think, is a very good price for Scottish Rogue. In terms of value, go to one of the stakes races later in the day. Race 7, number 11. The Graham Begyard has Vanuatu in the Araya Stakes, or the Shrepovetta Stakes, as it's now called. I probably expected her to win a little bit easier than she did at Cranbourne last start. Got the job done there, did enough, but the start prior at Sandown was very good, chasing home Mystery Love, also mentioned earlier, who then, of course, went and franked the form in the Bendigo Guineas. Look, she's come up a $14 quote. I think that's the wrong price for her in a tough race, admittedly. But yeah, race 7, number 11, Vanuatu on an each way play is my value there at Adelaide.
All right, Eagle Farm racing on Saturday, and you've done all the form for that card. 10 races at Eagle Farm. They had to split one of them, and monstrous fields, as we've had the last few weeks, because we had the Toowoomba meeting as the feature card last week. Eagle Farm this week, there's no black type racing, I don't think, from memory, but obviously big fields, plenty of value. What have you come up with there?
Yeah, good betting card. I'm with High Opinion as my best, Joel. Race 3, number 3. Love the way at the line at the end of 1,800 metres. Last, I took a while to wind up, which gives me the impression 2,200 metres will be more than suitable. Chris Lee's stable. Going well as Gold Coast base. So, yeah, happy to be with race 3, number 3. High Opinion is my best. My value, look, there's a couple I could have probably picked, but I'm going the one at the bigger price in race... where are we? Race 7, I think it is. Yeah, race 7, number 14, Red Colour. $35 this mare went up. She's been very good, this preparation, I think. 3.5 lengths to Buck Bay, 2 starts back, and just nailed in the last stride last time out. Anthony Allen, Les Ross. Look, I think if Chris Waller was a trainer of this horse, might be a lot shorter than it is now. Barry 3 will go forward against the Waller Brigade. He holds a good good hand in this race, Chris Waller. But I think Red Colour represents really decent value and are worth a couple of dollars each way at the 35-1 quote.
All right. WA Derby Day over in the west at Ascot, and BJ thinks that the Derby really does look a race in one. Regal Power, Willie Pike, Grant and Alana Williams. Bob Peters, I see he's $1.60 or around that quote. He's the brother to Action, I believe, who is already a Perth Derby winner, WA Derby winner. So, look, he might be a banker for multiples. I'm sure that's what people will be trying to do, or, you know, at the end of a long day, might be trying to blast out, but he does look the one to beat in the Derby Race 8, number 1, Regal Power. That just about does it for this week. Don't forget to get out and pick up your winning post. Do take note, we'll be out a day earlier next week ahead of Easter, so we'll be going to press on Wednesday. If you normally buy us on the Friday, you'll be able to buy us on the Thursday. And we'll have all the action covered. We'll have Thursday night, racing.com park, Thursday action, Friday, Good Friday's card at Ascot. I think there's a couple of black type races there. Launceston have a night meeting too Friday night, so we'll cover that, and we'll also have your normal coverage Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and we wrap up the Randwick Carnival. Of course, the championships are over, but still Group 1 action in the all-aged and the Champagne Stakes. Hopefully, we've built a bank this week to get us through a long Easter long weekend. Better get a $20 bet before we go, Daniel, as I have a quick look at mine. What am I going to do? I'm going to go Nikita Jane. Tough race, but I'm a fan of hers, and I think she'll be hard to hold out in the Coolmore Legacy Race 9, number 18 at Randwick.
Well, I was tossing up between Elise Air, Columbus Circle, but, you know, your decision for me. you put 20 in the Group 1 already, so we'll leave that, and we'll leave 20 on Nikita Jane with your bet, and I'll put 20 on my best at Caulfield. Race 7, number 11, Columbus Circle, about the $5 to $6 mark. So hopefully we both get a win. It'll be, yeah, as you said, a good little bank for Easter racing next weekend.
Excellent. All right, listeners, all the best for the weekend. Hopefully we found a few winners. Get out to Randwick if you can. If not, get around a TV at 3:05 and watch Winx wrap up her wonderful career. We'll be back next week with the preview podcast.